4 years ago, while billions of people were getting an experimental gene therapy drug, the United Nations announced their goal to get the entire world on digital IDs by the year 2030, which is a stated part of their Sustainable Development 2030 agenda.
The United Nations is ready to digitally transform how it deals with identity, with a system to streamline information sharing, daily workflows, access to platforms and buildings, operating across agencies, by providing its personnel with a universal system-wide identity solution. Introducing the UN Digital ID, a unique and digital identity for UN personnel from the day you join to the day you part. All of your personal, HR, medical, travel, security, payroll and pension data in the palm of your hand, giving you full control on what you share and with whom. With blockchain and biometrics, the UN Digital ID makes verification efficient, secure, transparent, immutable, portable and universal. It's been piloted by different agencies and the UN Pension Fund, where they've replaced current manual processes with certainty for who and where pension recipients say they are at any given time. As innovation transforms the world, we can improve the way we manage our identities online. UN Digital IDs, a building block for digital cooperation, unlocking the promise of the SDGs.
About 5 years before that, presidential candidate Donald Trump stated that this was also his goal.
We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
The main purpose of opening the borders was to create chaos so that order in the form of a digital ID system would be tolerated. In order for a biometric border system to work, everyone will obviously need to be in the system. And the Trump administration is using tariffs to compel foreign nations to comply. After threatening to impose harsher tariffs on Colombia, the Statement of Intent for Biometric Cooperation was drafted between the U.S. and Colombia. After returning from this trip, U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem said that she met with Mexican President Sheinbaum about sharing biometric data in exchange for ending tariffs.
Do you think the Mexican president, you talked to her, is doing enough to defeat the cartels down there?
You know, we talked extensively about that. I gave her some options of more she could do. And I asked her specifically to share biometric information with us, and she's willing to discuss that, even though that in her country would be a little bit controversial. But she's putting a good faith effort. But President Trump is clear. He doesn't want people to keep talking. He wants to see action. And she has an opportunity to do some things that I will give a report to the president on and see if we can deal with the tariff situation that may be facing her people.
As a result of this, several laws went into effect last week in Mexico that will require the CURP, Mexico's 18-character version of the U.S. Social Security number, to include a QR code containing biometric data of both fingerprints and retinal scans. These new digital IDs will be monitored by the new Unified Identity Platform Agency, and biometric data will be shared with both Mexican and U.S. government agencies. The new biometric CURP will be legally required to purchase internet and mobile service, and changes to Mexico's telecommunications law will force internet service providers to share users' real-time geolocation data with Mexican authorities, allowing them the ability to shut down service and block digital platforms for failing to comply with regulatory provisions. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.